Today, we present the fifth program in a new series on forest conservation featuring Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Our scene is the interior of the little cabin perched high on the top of Hawk Tower, fire sentinel of a large part of Beaver Dam Forest. Ranger Bill and Sam have made a surprise call on the ranger's other assistant, Joe, on duty as fire lookout. While Ranger Bill's experienced eye takes in the appearance of the cabin and the condition of the tower man's equipment, Sam and Joe stand silently, watching the ranger's every move. It's warm in the cabin. Strong summer sun beats down on the metal roof and walls. And in the distance, waves of shimmering heat seem to rise from the dry forest itself. There's no doubt about it. This is fire weather. Bad fire weather. But if Ranger Bill is really concerned, he doesn't seem to show it.
You're doing a real good job keeping this cabin clean, Joe.
Oh, thank you, Ranger Bill.
Equipment's in fine shape, too. I like to see a polished firefinder. Keeps it from rusting.
Oh, Joe must have seen us coming up the trail and cleaned up everything before we got here.
Oh, I did not, Sam. If I'd known Ranger Bill was going to inspect today, I'd have put a pot of coffee on the stove for him.
Just relax, Joe. Sam's kidding you. And I'm not going to stay long enough to have coffee.
But I didn't know you were coming, Ranger Bill. Honestly.
Of course not. Now, where's your log?
Log? Oh, you mean the book that Joe uses to record the smoke he sees, the action he takes, phone calls, and stuff like that.
Well, there it is, Ranger Bill.
Where?
Right near the firefinder.
Oh, yes, thanks. Oh, by the way, while I check the log, Sam, you help keep Joe's sharp lookout for any sign of smoke in the forest. Don't have to tell you how dry it is out there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Say, there's my friend, the funny-looking flying contraption again, Sam.
What are you talking about?
Well, look over there, out of the forest, that big farm there. See that airplane?
Airplane? Why, Joe, that's a helicopter.
Oh, sure, I know it, but it is a funny-looking contraption. It's been around all week.
So, Chuck Evans finally got his helicopter, eh?
Who's Chuck Evans?
Very good friend of mine, boys. He and I palled around a lot when we were at college. Chuck took agriculture while I was studying forestry.
Oh, is that his farm way over there?
Yes, Joe. Done a swell job of building it up, too. Chuck is one of your real modern farmers, you might say. Practices soil conservation, uses the latest farm equipment, and he does a bang-up job.
But the helicopter, that's not part of his farm equipment,
is
it?
Chuck plans to use it that way, Sam. For spraying insecticides on his crops, sowing grass seed on his pastures, things like that. And, of course, to travel in. He'll have fun and still use it to work with.
Oh, look, he's headed out into the forest.
Golly, he flies low, doesn't he? That plane just seems to skim the treetops.
Oh, that's one of the features of a helicopter. Its ability to fly low and at slow
speeds. Wait a minute. Do you see what I see?
What is it, Joe? Do you mean the plane?
No.
Let me have your binoculars, Joe.
Here you are, sir.
Let me adjust them. Good gravy, smoke.
Where, Ranger Bill? Let me see.
Here are the glasses. I know to look carefully. Right where Chuck Evans has started to circle.
He must have seen it then, too.
Oh, I see it. It looks like a thin column of mist. Oh, and it's miles from here.
Yes, I place it way off there in the Deer Creek country. Couldn't be in a worse place.
Golly, there isn't a road or trail into that area, is there, Ranger Bill?
No, Sam, and that's the trouble. There's a fire in there in just about the most valuable watershed and timber area in Beaver Dam Forest.
Golly.
If it should blow up, I just don't know what...
I'd like to get my hands on the bird who started it.
Well, I'm afraid this is the one case in 10 where a human being is not at fault.
Oh, sure. That dry lightning we had here several days ago.
Yes, lightning must have struck a tree. The fire has probably been smoldering ever since and has just broken out.
But I recorded all the lightning strikes I saw, and I've checked them every day since.
Now, it's possible to miss one or two, Joe. This is one, it's just one that showed up. Well, we've got to get busy. It'll take hours to get back in there on Deer Creek and...
Look, Ranger Bill, Mr. Evans' helicopter's headed straight this way.
Good work. I bet Chuck wants to make sure that we've seen the smoke. Now, Joe, you get to your phone. No, better use the radio. Get a bearing from Devil's Knob Tower and locate your fire. Then contact that trail-building crew at Twin Forks and head them onto the fire.
But, Ranger Bill, they're all of 15 miles from Deer Creek.
I know.
And they'll have at least a 10-mile hike into the area.
I know that, boy. We've just got to hope they'll get there in time. Sam and I'll head in, too, from here.
Okay. Here he comes. Mr. Evans, I mean. Golly, he's flying close to the tower. I can even see him now.
Oh, he knows I'm here. Probably has seen my pickup truck down below.
See, he's pointing back toward the smoke.
Hawk Tower to Devil's Knob Tower. Hawk Tower.
Chuck
is
headed back to his farm. Come on, Sam. No, wait. Joe.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to get Devil's Knob.
Well, carry on as I told you, Joe. And if the smoke builds up, get as many men on their way to that fire as you think are needed. Now, stay with it, boy.
Yes, sir. Hawk Tower to Devil's Knob. Hawk
Tower to
Devil's
Knob. Let's go, Sam. There's no time to spare.
Okay.
That's Chuck Evans' place just ahead there. Well, we haven't wasted much time as yet.
Oh, I see him, Ranger Bill, in that field there. Isn't that Mr. Evans standing near the plane?
That's Chuck, all right. And he hasn't cut the plane's motor either. That's good.
Golly, don't drive too close, Ranger Bill.
Well, here we are. Hello, Bill. I had a hunch you'd ride this way. Made good time, too.
Well, I never could outsmart you, Chuck, could I? I take it you know why I'm here. Oh, by the way, this is Sam Freeman on a summer job with me.
Oh, hello, Mr. Evans.
Nice to know you, Sam. Well, Ranger, what are we waiting for?
Well, what do you think, Chuck? Can we make it into Deer Creek in this plane of yours?
Holy smoke, Ranger Bill. Is that the idea, to go to the fire in the helicopter?
That's it, Sam. But it's really up to Chuck here.
As I said, what are we waiting for? Seriously, though, Bill, I think we can make it. I don't know about the landing,
Well, it's worth a gamble, Chuck. I don't mind telling you, we've got to get to that fire in a hurry if we're not to have a mess on our hands.
I'll get the fire tools, Ranger Bill.
Right, and bring that long rope, too, will you?
Okay. How about the boy, Bill? Will he be all right?
Don't worry about Sam, Chuck. He's as good as they come. It'll be quite an experience for him as well as for all of us.
And you say that's pretty bad fire, pretty bad country for a fire, eh, Bill?
Well, not if we catch it quickly, Chuck. What I'm thinking about are the things at stake. A fine timber that might burn up.
I've got a stake in that forest, too, Bill. The water I get from that forest... mighty important to me.
It takes only one bad fire sometimes to wipe out a watershed. Ruin it for years.
Here you are, Ranger Bill.
Oh, fine.
Backpack pump filled with water, shovel, axe, cross-cut saw, fire rake, and the rope.
Just right, Sam.
Now listen to me, both of you. I'll get in the plane first. Here, let me carry some of these tools. Now watch carefully how I approach the plane, and when I get in and signal to you, you approach it in the same way, from down front and one at a time. Okay?
Okay, Chuck.
Oh, look, Ranger Bill, he's bent way over.
Well, that's to keep clear of the main rotor, that overhead propeller. All right, Sam, Chuck is signaling to us. Go ahead. Way over now. Go in from the front.
Yes, sir, I'm going.
Get him back there. We'll let the Ranger have the seat up front with me. Here he comes.
I'll hear the rest of the tools. You all right, Sam?
I think so, sir.
Fasten your seatbelt, Bill. We're ready to take off.
All set, Chuck.
Well, we're off the ground. This plant handles our weight easily.
All right, Sam, relax. You don't have to hang on to my shoulder so hard anymore.
I didn't realize I was hanging on, Ranger Bill. Gee, this is all right. Funny I didn't feel any forward motion at all.
No, it's quite different from riding in an ordinary plane.
Well, how long will it take us to get there, Chuck?
Oh, just a matter of minutes. You watched me when I flew over before.
Golly, that's something, isn't it, Ranger Bill? Compared to the time it will take our firefighting crews to get there on foot.
It may make all the difference in the world.
Well, if a plane can save so much time in getting to a fire, why don't they use planes more?
Well, they do, Sam, in a number of places. Particularly in the mountains of the West, in the Lake States. Even parts of the South.
I suppose you've got the smoke jumpers in mind and regular planes.
Right.
Smoke jumpers? Who are they?
They're firefighters, Sam, who go to forest fires by parachute.
Gosh, that must take a lot of courage.
Oh, they're brave, all right. And as well trained for their double job of parachuting and firefighting as any men in the world.
And they do a great job of putting out fires while the fires are still small, I've heard.
Oh, smoke jumpers have been in the picture for a number of years. It's the use of the helicopter that's newer. Well, there's our fire just ahead, Chuck. Can you get us any lower?
We'll be okay if we don't hit any downdraft. We've been pretty lucky about the wind so far. The
wind's beginning to come up, though. Oh, just look at those treetops below. You see them move?
Yeah. What next, Bill?
Well, I'd like to get down a little closer to the fire, Chuck. Can you make it, and then we can kind of hover over it?
We'll try it.
Well, that's fine, Chuck. That's fine. Just hold it there if you can. Well, the fire's still confined to just that big old snag. Can you see it?
Look, Ranger Bill. Some burning stuff just fell to the ground. Hey, it set the grass on fire.
Well, we got here in time. But what are we going to do about it, Bill? There's no place to land anywhere close.
Look out, Mr. Evans. We're going to hit a tree. Oh!
Well, that was a close one, Chuck. Better stay up here a minute.
What are you going to do, Bill? That fire will make headway if you don't get down there on it right away.
Sam, where's that long rope?
Here it is, Ranger Bill. See, what are you doing?
Just putting some knots in it for handholds, that's all.
Say, you might get down like that at that.
Work down close again, Chuck, but be careful, though.
There's a spot right here where the trees aren't so high. I can hold it here a bit.
Oh, good. Sam, let me have the hand tools, will you? I can toss them down without hurting them.
Okay.
We're at about 22 feet, Bill.
Well, first the axe. There she goes. Now the shovel. Now the fire rake. Now that does it. Now I'll just tie this rope to the seat here. Now help me on with this pump on my back, will you, Sam?
Hey, that fire's beginning to go places, Ranger.
Well, I think I can hold her if this just works. Sam, you stay with Chuck.
No, sir.
What's that?
I'm sorry, Ranger Bill, but gosh, I want to go too.
Better let him go, Bill. I think you'll need him down there, and I can hold the plane on this spot.
Well, okay. I'll go first. You'll follow me when I wave to you, Sam. There may be a little drop at the end of the rope, so be careful.
Okay.
Steady does it, Bill.
Now, thanks, Chuck. I think this will work. I don't mind telling you, you've helped to turn the trick today.
I'll stand by for you.
Well, we'll hike out after the job is done. No need to do that. You've been swell, Chuck.
Okay. Slide out the door now. Good luck, Bill. Watch him, Sam.
There he goes, hand over hand down the rope. He's going to let go. There, he made it, Mr. Evans. He made it fine. He's on his feet now. He's waving to us.
Easy does it, Sam. Good luck, fella.
Thank you, sir. Well, here I go.
That's it, Sam. Slowly does it. A drop. Get your knees up.
Ah, good boy. You're all right, Sam.
Yes, sir. A little wind knocked out of me, that's all.
Fine. I've got the tools all together here. We'll wet this grass fire down first, make our fire line. Then we'll knock that old snag down and out. We'll save this watershed, boy, you and I, before the crew even has time to get here.
Then you don't mind? Well, you don't mind my mutiny up there in the helicopter?
Mind, Sam. I wouldn't have it any other way. Well, come on, we've got work to do. I'll use the pump and you get busy with the rake.
Yes, sir. All right, you old rascal. Fire, here we come.
And so, we leave Ranger Bill and Sam to finish the job at hand. The job of saving the precious forest watershed from destruction. Next week, the last one that Joe, Sam, and June will spend with Ranger Bill this summer, we'll join our friends as they enjoy a farewell dinner of barbecued steaks. There'll be some laughs and some excitement, too, as our young friends find themselves trapped by a landslide. Be sure to listen. Bill Scott, Forest Ranger, comes to you with the cooperation of the Forest Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture. Bill Scott is written by Bill Berghoffen and produced for radio by Van Rensselaer Brocade. Your narrator has been Al Riley.